When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I am Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It's a Wednesday here already.
I know. Week's already getting away from it.
Yeah, it's already like running right up on us here. Steelers had their first practice today. I'm not going to get into the practice report all that much today because I can tell you that it wasn't a real...
Well, 2 days after a game.
They practiced, right, but right, it wasn't a practice.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, they played very recently.
As somebody said to me, it's difficult to tell who the LPs and the FPs are going to be today.
The LPs would be the limited practice. Yeah. Okay.
Because everybody looked like they were kind of, you know,
not doing a whole heck of a lot.
They were practicing. They were going through, you know, the install and things like that, but they were doing it in walkthrough speed.
Roughly what time does the bus get back to the facility?
They were scheduled to land back in Pittsburgh at 3 a.m.
Okay. Land.
Tuesday morning. That's when you land.
That's when you land.
Then you get to bed probably by that time. It's...
You go back to the facility, get in your car, go to your house. And so you know, maybe a little earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
it's kind of a wasted day.
People forget these things. You know,
right.
I mean, you didn't have any sleep yesterday when we were sitting here, and it's same for the whole staff and, you know, everybody.
So, yeah. So
that's how it works.
That's what Monday night games on the road are all about. You just have to deal with that. That's why, you know, a couple years ago there when we were talking with Bob Labriola, and he was talking about the Browns.
Yeah, we're talking about the Browns.
Deal with, you know, the primetime games.
Right. That's new for them, and they were young coaching staff.
If everything you've got is always 1 o'clock or worse, four or 4:30 start, you know, all of a sudden you get three or four of those mixed in, and, you know, one of them's on the West Coast and things like that.
Sure, sure.
I've had some West Coast trips where you don't get back until, you know.
I'd say Indy to Pittsburgh is not too bad.
You leave after the game, like an hour and a half after the game.
And there's police escorts, and that helps. You don't sit in traffic.
But you're not getting back until 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Yeah. And then the coaching staff, I mean, like, Tomlin gets in, and he's got a press conference the next late morning. You know, and like, why would he even go home? Or even maybe he gets an hour on a couch somewhere.
You got to start getting ready for the next game.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to
break down the film of what just transpired.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to start building the game plan for how you're going to attack the next one.
So, thusly, you don't practice like crazy today.
Yeah.
You know, it makes perfect sense. But maybe a new staff or Jeff Saturday doesn't know how to do that.
That's all part of it.
Right.
You know, if you're a team that's not accustomed to doing that, you don't have there's no manual on how to do those things.
Well, we got 5 primetime games this year because we're good and people want to watch us. Like the Browns, to Labs' point, where they've never read in that shoes.
I think you see some of that with a team like the Chargers, for example.
I could see that.
You know, where you got a young, you know, what's supposed to be a good young team, but a young coach.
Sure.
Who's still never feeling his way through this thing.
How hard should we practice? You know, all the practice schedule stuff and, you know, CEO type stuff.
Wasn't even a coordinator very long, you know.
Right.
You know, very short time in the league, so you didn't have a lot to fall back on.
It's also tougher on the West Coast. They travel more.
Oh, yeah.
Know, without question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're like Pete Carroll in Seattle.
Right.
I mean, Seattle's on the... You know, they have one of the longest road trips or longest road schedules every year.
Every year. I mean, there's nothing close to them.
Yeah.
Every game. Zero.
Even when they were in the NFC or AFC West, I mean, you know, you still had – Denver was your closest game at that point.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, even the rest of the West.
Kansas City's in the middle of the country.
The middle of the country. It's not close. Right, 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 right. Okay, there you have it.
Yeah, there you have it.
No. Matt, people don't think about that stuff, though.
Looking at some of the numbers here.
Yeah.
On this, the differences in style, contrast in style between the Falcons and the Steelers.
Absolutely.
The Falcons are one of just, what are we looking at? They're the only team in the NFL to have four players. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. With 300-plus rushing yards, and all four of those guys, which is Algier, Patterson, Mariota, and Huntley.
And Huntley, yeah.
Are among the top 25 in average per carry.
Yeah, they're all right around 5-ish, I think.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise you with Mariota, but, you know, they run the ball efficiently and a lot.
And a lot. They're only the second team in NFL history with four players averaging 30-plus rushing yards per game and 4.5 yards per carry since the 2012 49ers.
Okay.
That was Frank Gore, Colin Kaepernick, LaMichael James, and Kendall Hunter.
Okay. Wouldn't have ever guessed that.
That team went 11-4-1. This team is not 11-4-1.
They are not. I mean, having a running quarterback is the only way that equation even works, basically.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to get that many guys to football. Mm-hmm. But the things that jumped out to me as I was digging in on these guys is looking at if you start looking at how the Steelers match up against this Atlanta Falcons team. Well, the Steelers are 25th now in total offense. They've actually been climbing
that slow climb, right. Yeah.
It's tough to dig out of that hole.
Oh, absolutely.
The Falcons are 28th in total defense.
Oh, I know. It's worrisome.
Like, this is you can look at this and say, well, the Steelers aren't real explosive on offense. The Falcons are terrible on defense.
They're really bad on defense.
Yeah.
And it's hard to even come up with the names of the players. You know? I mean, it really is. My favorite stat actually goes back to last year is T.J. Watt had more sacks than the Falcons last year.
Yeah.
And it's not much better pass rushing right now.
And it wasn't really close.
I think he beat them by like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, plenty.
It wasn't like he just edged them.
I think they had 17, which is really, I mean, and he had many more than that.
You look at their rush defense is 21st. Their pass defense is 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Third down defense is 30th.
And I think all their numbers are falling. You know, as the Steelers are gradually coming up, everything about the Falcons is going down.
And this is for a team that runs the ball for 160 yards a game.
Yeah.
How bad would it be if they couldn't run the ball?
Yeah, imagine if there's a lot of three and outs or
tons of turnovers. If they weren't possessing the football, it would be really bad. Red zone defense, 24th. 24th in big plays allowed. Yards per play, they're 27th.
I mean, there's not hardly anything good about the
There's
defense.
Not anything good.
Right, right.
Turnovers, they're middle of the pack in
they're
turnovers.
They're okay. Yeah, they're okay.
And then you look at the other thing offensively against the Steelers defense, they're 27th in total offense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not much, they're one spot ahead of the Steelers right now in total offense.
Despite being a very good running team from start to finish.
Because that's all they do.
That's all they do. I hate to say it this way, but they're like the most boring breakdown going in the league.
Oh, yeah. Watching one of their games, you can watch the whole game in 10 minutes.
And most people wouldn't know the people getting the ball, making the tackles. You know, I mean, like, we were kind of joking, just talking off the air, like, who's on the billboards? I mean, there's not a lot of brand name guys. And, you know, two of their biggest name guys are Pitts and London, who they don't really use. And Pitts is
out for the year.
Right. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, then you start looking at, who have they beat? They did beat Seattle, which is now looks like, at that time, looks like a good win.
Seattle's D was really, really bad back then, too, and they ran all over them.
They beat Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Also a bad run defense.
They did beat San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that went.
Jimmy was just kind of starting to get into the lineup
early
a little bit.
In the year, right?
And if you remember that game, that was when San Francisco's entire defensive line was out.
Oh, they were riddled with injuries.
Yeah,
all four of
their starting defensive linemen were out for the game.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is not a team that you want that to happen
to. No, that was a terrible matchup for San Francisco.
Yeah. But since that win over San Francisco in Week 8, lost to the Chargers, lost to the Panthers, beat the Panthers, and then lost to the
I'd say in their last six games, they have four losses. Their two wins are against the Panthers and the Bears, maybe?
San Francisco.
I was thinking there was two bad teams or their most recent wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
49ers had some rough losses early in the year. You know, lost that game to Denver.
Right.
Lost to the Bears in the opener.
Mm-hmm. They're better than their record indicates.
Yeah.
You know, but they've had some bad days.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Yeah.
Or bad matchups, yeah.
So, I mean, if you start looking at this game, it's like, boy, everything that the Falcons, like the Steelers are good stopping the run.
They really are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like not a fluky
you're not
thing
going or, to You're not going to go out there and just run the ball consistently against the Steelers and beat them.
When I said this is a boring breakdown, I really think it's that simple.
Yeah.
Like, if they can continue to run and run and maybe not get a lot of results, but in the fourth quarter they're still handing it off, you know, 66% of the time, this will be a game, you know,
yeah.
And it's just that's all they do, and it's all they can
all
really
they
do. Yeah, I mean, it's brutal.
And the Steelers are built as a defense to get run stops, to get
stops
behind the line of scrimmage. So all of a sudden now, if they're in second and 12,
right?
You know,
I mean, their protection's okay, but it's sort of hard to say it because they rarely are dropping back on third and eight.
Yeah.
They certainly aren't by design ever. You know, the thing you started the segment with was, they got four guys that are, what, over 300 yards rushing?
Yeah.
300? Well, they have no receivers that have hit 400.
Yeah.
The Steelers have three of them. They're one of the few teams. You know, like, some of their numbers are astronomical. They really are.
It really is.
It's so different than how the league plays.
Yeah. At one point, this was a 3-3 football team. They're now 5-7.
Yeah. I think they've come back to earth a
little bit. It's going the wrong way. You look at the Steelers, they've now won two of their last three games.
Mm-hmm.
And you think maybe this is a team that's going the other way.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Like they're passing each other on the on the chart.
When it's all said and done, I don't think these teams will be particularly close to each other in the power ranks, where I'm sure a lot of power rankers have Atlanta over the Steelers based on record. But I just don't – I would much rather play against Atlanta than the Steelers, no matter what team I am.
Oh, I think
without
that's – without a doubt, unless you just absolutely can't stop the run.
Right. I was saying, maybe the Browns wouldn't. You know,
yeah.
Or, you know, the Chargers.
Well, the Browns are one of their wins this year.
One of their wins, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, and this was not, you know, I know that you look at the game the Steelers played earlier this season against the Browns, and Chubb had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel like they lost that game because of Chubb.
No.
As much as they did. Brissett made a couple of throws in that game that beat them.
Yeah. And they were still learning as a team, too. And, you know,
I don't think Mariota can do that.
I don't either, especially with his receivers. You know, like, Drake London hasn't had 40 yards since, I think, week 3.
Yeah.
You know, Zacchaeus is starting to be the most targeted guy, but he doesn't scare anyone. You know, like, they have three tight ends right now, and they play a lot of heavier sets with two tight ends. Michael Pruitt and Firkser and some other dude I've never heard of. I mean, they're all, like, splitting time equally with Pitts out. I mean, it's weird. And there are some trends, too, post-Pitts injuries. Like, all of a sudden, Patterson's going out on routes a lot more. They're trying some new things. I mean, we always joked or pulled our hair out about Pitts from fantasy perspective, but every defense doubled him like every snap.
He had
and it
to
wasn't
be doubled,
like his fault, and now they don't have that guy, you know? So it's nobody makes anyone else better.
Well, I sent you this stat earlier in the day about this Falcons team, and whether, you know, this is true or not, I don't know, but they faced the least amount of man coverage
in the certainly league. Adds up.
You don't have to. You don't have to guide.
Right.
You
know. We're going to sit here in zones. We want to keep eyes on Mariota, make him pick us apart with accurate throws between guys, which isn't really his bag either. You know, I'm sure you can man these guys up because their receivers aren't great versus man either, you know, especially again with Pitts out. So it makes all the sense in the world is we don't need to get creative. We don't want to allow a big play. You know, man coverage guy trips or gets beat on a double move. We don't even want those things to happen. make them matriculate the ball down the field. You know?
So if you did play, like Mariota's seen man coverage, this according to a Pro Football Focus, or actually this is via Next Gen Stats,
okay.
Which I guess they would be able to
I
track
mean, they're
that.
Gonna be super
they would
close
be able to track
accurate,
that.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
18.7% of the time.
Which is very low, as you said. You know,
the
right?
next quarterback on the list is Tua at 19.9 and then Russell Wilson at 22.2.
Okay.
The guys that face the most man are Zach Wilson, Jared Goff, and Patrick Mahomes.
What are the percentages on those guys?
42.4% on Wilson, 40.4% on Goff, and 39.3% on Mahomes.
There's a bit of a misnomer. I just want to take a quick opportunity to tell our audience. No one plays 50% man. Yeah, I mean, like, oh, they play a lot of man. Well, that means they play like 45% man.
It's like not the Steelers like last year were around 40 to 45% man.
I think that's about where they're at.
And they were one of the
too.
Heaviest man teams
and I think
in the league.
Fifth this year, and they're in that neighborhood too. I mean, like, if you're playing 50% man, that is a massive amount. You know, people don't realize that. They think, oh, it's a man team. William Jackson's a man corner. He's be out there 90% of the time playing man. No, that's not really the way it works.
Yeah,
right.
And the Steelers also play. You know, they match up zones and things of that nature.
Yeah.
That, look like a man, but really
they
aren't.
Start a zone and then
you
carry your
man.
Guy and turn to man. Right. That's why I don't love man zone numbers, because even if you're the smartest of coaches, you don't know what the play call is.
Right.
But there's enough body of work here that these all things
or you
add
could,
up.
You could look at it and two guys are playing man. Two guys are playing the other two corner. You know, the other two defensive backs out there playing zone. You're like, okay, what are they in?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I mean, there's a cover six, and there's things like that where half the field I'm playing man, half the field I'm
That's
playing
what I'm saying,
zone.
Yeah.
You know, to the field. Or the worst thing when you're looking at coverage is somebody blows the coverage and doesn't do what they're supposed to, and then you're like, I don't know.
You got five guys playing zone and one guy playing man, and it's like,
vice
versa. One guy, that's when it really gets
that's
bad.
That's when it really screws
when you got
up.
Five guys playing man and one guy decides he's playing zone.
Right. He doesn't get the call. Yeah, he's
and there's a guy running 20 yards downfield. That's when that happens.
That's when that happens. Right. So that does screw you up. You know, like you would sit there watching tape. You know, like. Who's wrong here? I don't know. I know somebody's wrong, but I don't know who.
And then everybody curses the defensive coordinator.
Or whoever's closest.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one that blew the coverage, right? Yeah. He's just trying to make up for Johnny, who doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
That is a problem.
Right. But these numbers are accurate.
Yeah.
You know, like Tua's never going to get manned because they're scared to death of Tyreek Hill. You know, Kansas City was lowest in the league in man last year. And now Miami's lowest in the league in, you know, it takes
well, these teams that aren't seeing the man, are, if you look at Atlanta, you look at Miami, you look at Denver, more read option stuff? Maybe not so much in Denver, but certainly Tua
Miami
runs a lot
runs
of it.
A ton of it, right.
And Atlanta does some of it as well.
That could absolutely be a case, you know, where you don't want to run. You just want to see bigger picture, zone eyes, you know what I mean, and see the whole thing and react to it as opposed to I'm glued to this guy. That would add up, yeah.
So we'll see.
And
if
then some of the quarterbacks, like Zach Wilson, you said is number one on there.
Yeah,
because he stinks first.
Yeah,
I mean, he just sometimes the book's written like he can't get the curveball. Well, no wonder you're getting curveballs left and right.
Right.
You know, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna keep seeing it until you hit it.
Right. And he hasn't hit it yet.
So I just wonder if the Steelers, when they do play man in this game, do you spy Mariota?
Probably. I would think Bush or
because again, there's nobody in this defense or in this offense. You go, oh, we got to double this guy.
Mm-hmm. So he has the sixth most rushing yards per game amongst quarterbacks. He's a good runner. I don't think he's close to Lamar, Fields, even Allen. I mean, like, he's more than serviceable. He's closer to Pickett as a runner, in my opinion, than he is Lamar.
Right.
You know?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, no doubt.
You know, for sure. But it's also one of their best weapons.
It's
point.
Something
that they
do a lot.
They do a lot, and he's good at it.
Yeah.
You know, right.
You know, certainly they do it more than the Steelers do. And we saw, you know, we just saw Pickett run six times in the last game.
And a couple designed ones, you know, QB draws.
I mean, he's probably going to get 8 to 10 carries.
I would think. I mean, he pretty much does every game. Yeah.
As we've seen, when teams do that against the Steelers, the quarterback's going to get hit.
That's certainly a priority with this defense more than most.
Yeah.
If you're going to let me hit your quarterback, I'm going to, even if I cleanly watch him pitch at the Cordarrelle Patterson, but his chest is exposed and I can bury him, I'm going to.
Yeah.
And Mario's been injury prone in the past, but he's a bigger, stronger guy. I mean, he's withstood it this year.
So I think that'll be something to keep an eye on. Most of the time, that's the outside linebackers just crash on that read option stuff, just crashing and hitting the quarterback.
A lot of times they leave those guys unblocked, and that's what they read. And if he follows, then they keep it, or you know, vice versa.
The Steelers have said, "Okay, you want to do that and let us have a shot at your quarterback? we're going to take the shot
we're
at your quarterback.
We're not going to read it. We're going to hit the quarterback. Right.
And trust the guys behind them to stop the run.
Mm-hmm. Or the quarterback says, this isn't fun anymore. Let's stop playing that. You didn't play in that routine. Yeah. Or, you know, no
this
doubt.
Is this one is good practice in my eyes. The Steelers haven't seen the Ravens yet this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice Ravens practice.
Yeah. I mean, there is some similarities for sure.
You know?
I mean, there's not dynamic receivers. Quarterback is
run heavy
a lot
offense,
of design
yeah.
runs, you know, no doubt about it. You know, and maybe the better way of looking at it is this is JV Ravens who you're used to.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean? You're used to the Ravens more than any defense in the league is, and you're going to look at this thing and be like, okay, this is fine, but playing Lamar's harder.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I just wonder, you know, if Terrell Austin this week, if Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, Brian mm-hmm. Flores, they pull out, hey, let's just go get the, you know, one of
we
our...
We have a Raven playbook
we've
from
got,
last year, right?
Yeah, we've got our what we do against the Ravens. We'll mm-hmm. just do that, and most of the guys will get it. They'll pick it up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Then we can just roll that through to next week.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, and I would assume you'll see probably no dime. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, it won't be then big
when are
nickel.
When are they ever going to put, you know, are they going to put three receivers on the field a lot?
I don't think they do hardly at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and
even then, they're probably still going to look to run the football. Mm-hmm. So play your linebackers.
Quick note on them, too, just while we're talking personnel, as I dug this up today, zero dime on their defense. You know, so you can run on them. Steelers are running well.
Yeah.
But if you know you're getting nickel, might you go four wide here and there? You know, I mean, just to, you're going to get Freiermuth on linebacker then. Or
right. Well, I mean, you don't even know if you have to go four wide because right. Freiermuth's like a wide receiver
absolutely.
In a lot of instances. So mm-hmm. you can put three receivers on the field and you're going to have a mismatch somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But they don't play dime at all. I mean, they're one of the few teams. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Because you would think teams would want to spread these guys out, you know.
They are small and mm-hmm. not.
Terrell is back. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
Grady Jarrett's a well-known guy.
And they'll have
too.
Terrell follow.
They can.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll pick Pickens or Johnson.
That's
or,
yeah.
You know,
I don't know who you would pick on the Steelers offense right now.
When you watch over the last two or three years, everyone treats Johnson like a number one.
Right.
Which our audience still is shocked by.
I mean, yeah.
I don't quite understand why they're shocked. I wonder if that would change about now because of Pickens.
Well, I mean, they just played the Bengals 2 weeks ago, and the Bengals treated Johnson like the number
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
They're the team that sees him the most, right. and they said, hey, he's the guy that...
Yeah. Where's know. Johnson been? Well, everyone else blows up, and he's the one that they're rolling coverages to.
Yeah,
you know?
So, you know, but Pickens, I would think at some point here, starts to see...
I can see it. I mean, if I were them, I would consider... Hey, AJ, Terrell, you follow Pickens all day long. I mean, Terrell's a long, big-bodied guy. You know, I mean, I would rather have his style against Pickens than the shifty Johnson.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then roll coverage is the other way.
But, yeah. You know, but at the same time, the Steelers are running the ball.
A lot.
A lot.
And this run defense isn't very good either.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just not. It's juicy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the things that worry me in this game are, short week, as we talked about, with the travel and the sleep and all
yeah.
that stuff. Again, on the road against a very physical team. You know, like in the fourth quarter, you're going to be, man, I could have used an extra night's sleep. You know,
well, the idea is keep the defense off the field.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you can do that against this team.
And then the big thing that worries me, obviously, is Cordarrelle Patterson as a kickoff returner.
That's a big concern.
That's their biggest advantage,
yeah.
to be honest with you. I mean, he's the last guy you want to see right now on kickoffs.
Yeah. But to that point, the Steelers, I said I wasn't going to talk about the practice report. Mm-hmm. Miles Boykin was back today. Robert mm-hmm. Spillane was back today. Jalen Warren was back today. So you're getting some
that's
of those
good.
Core
yeah.
special teams guys back
yeah.
that you were missing last week.
You know, though, Atlanta's special teams coach is going to be like, don't ever take a knee.
Well, he doesn't.
And he doesn't
yeah.
anyways. Right?
He could take
right.
it 109 yards deep, and mm-hmm. he's bringing it out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just the kind of trust that
and
he has.
Unfortunately, considering the kicker right now, it's not like he's going to probably boom him out of the end zone, and you certainly don't want to kick it out of bounds. You know, that's a
yeah.
win for Atlanta, too. So he's going to get returns.
Yeah, absolutely. You can subscribe to the Mike Tomlin Game Day podcast. Steelers Digest editor Bob Labriola talks with the head coach Mike Tomlin about the upcoming game.
I'm still there you go.
A little tongue-tied here. New episodes drop every game day. They're available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.